It's sometimes sports. It's sometimes pop culture. It's a lot of the time random. It's Press Row with David and Jay on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Dilly dilly.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is enjoying this beautiful God-given day. Well, we went to break and we have been joined in the studio by Isaiah Mack, the former UTC defensive lineman, the former SoCon Defensive Player of the Year, and now a member of the Tennessee Titans. He was not drafted by the Titans, but signed a free agent contract. Isaiah, thank you so much for joining us. Has it all hit you yet?
I mean, day by day, it's starting to hit me a little bit, but it's just an amazing feeling just knowing that I get a chance to be an NFL player. Everybody dreams to be this, and I'm getting the chance to live a lot of people's dreams.
All right, let's rewind to last Thursday. Last Thursday's the opening night of the draft. Friday you had rounds 2 and 3. From what you were told, I would assume you were told that you probably wouldn't be picked on Thursday or Friday, so I didn't know, were you able to watch the first couple of rounds and just kind of relax?
Oh, yeah, it was just good knowing, like, seeing all the teams I talked to and seeing, like, the players that picked kind of gave me a perspective of, like, what was going to be my end result. So it was good just being able to see what happened. And two of my boys ended up getting drafted. One of my favorites is Terry Godwin from Georgia, and then Cody Barton went to the Seattle Seahawks.
We had Terry Godwin on at SEC Media Days, and he sat from me to you. And, you know, I mean, because you've spent time with Terry, with me covering Georgia as much as I have, I've known Terry for 4 years. Guy never stopped smiling. And, I mean, we have never had anyone who sat down in a chair and was smiling. And after about two questions, I was like, do you never not smile? And he just couldn't stop laughing. I mean, that's just, you know Terry, that's the way he is.
He's one of the most hilarious people I've ever met in my life. He was probably one of my favorites I met in Miami just because he's just such a contagious person. Like, you want to be around Terry. And he's a hell of a football player. I call him Midas Touch because he catches everything.
Well, he's got the one-hander at Notre Dame to prove it. Hey, all right, so let's go to Saturday. What was Saturday like for you, especially when round 6 rolled around? What was kind of going through your mind with round 6 and round 7 as those picks were coming off the board?
It was a toss-up because I was hearing a lot from them later teams, like the Jaguars, the Chargers. I think the Jaguars had end up having 2 picks in the 7th round, and the Chargers had one more, and then the Titans had drafted the safety in the 6th round. So a lot of teams, they were communicating, and they was telling me what they thought I was and all this. But at the end of the day, the Titans, I feel like, gave me my best shot to make the 53, and that's all we want to do is make that 53.
All right, so if the draft on Saturday gets over a little before 7 o'clock that night, how long before that phone rang and the Titans were calling you?
Fast. I'm saying, like, once the Mr. Relevant pick came on, like, it's like my phone was like, I didn't think my phone could answer that many phone calls. I think I got about 10 teams that called me right after the draft.
Okay, so take us through that process. You've got, all of a sudden, I know it's tough because you don't get picked, and then all of a sudden you're in total demand. How did you pick and whittle that down?
I had a good agent. He did his part on the other hand, and I was just – he just told me to look through the depth charts and just make – and then talk to the coaches, because I had talked to almost all the defensive line coaches. So he just told me, like, see which one I felt best at home, and Coach Williams is a good guy, and he sold me with who doesn't want to get – a D lineman doesn't want to play behind Jarrell Casey.
And so May 9th, you found out just moments before you came on the air, May 9th is when you have to get going, right? What have they kind of laid out between now and then? What do they want you to do, and what do you do when you get there?
I was a little nervous, I'm not going to lie. I told her, she was asking me, I was so nervous, she asked me would I rather fly or drive, and I was just like, I don't even know. You tell me. It's my first go-around. But she was like, you can do either. It's up to you. I was like, ooh. Pressure, decisions, man decisions, I don't know. So I told her I would drive just because I feel like them 3 hours can give me enough time where I can just relax. That way, if I get on a plane, I'm going to be nervous getting on a plane, get nervous when I get off the plane. I was just so nervous. I asked her what I had to bring because I don't even know what to bring. It's my first go-around. So
you call it a three-hour trip? I mean, because you used Dalton as your starting point?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
All-stars Dalton, Whitfield County.
Let me ask you this, and when talking with your agent and talking with the folks you trust over at UTC, when you get to the back half of the seventh round, were you hoping not to be drafted so you could pick which way you wanted to go, or did you want to hear your name called on the TV?
I mean, in a sense, a little bit of both. Everybody wants to get drafted by the same time. My agent and me came to a discussion of, like, if I didn't get picked, he was gonna make sure I got paid like I was picked. So he made a good job of taking care of me. So, and the good thing is I got to pick where I went.
Right.
And I went to wherever would you rather be than the Tennessee Titans.
Along those lines, have you made an impulse buy yet?
No. Not yet.
One coming this week. I mean, you talked about a 3-hour drive. I imagine you're going to be riding in something a little nicer than you had a month ago.
I don't even think. I think for me is, I think I might buy Marcus Mariota jersey.
All right.
That might be my one, because now for real, like I've wanted to buy one for a minute ago, but now I can for real buy one. Be like, hey, what's up, guy?
Fair enough. What is, looking back, what has been the most surreal, whether it's a question or an experience in this whole draft process? Because we hear like the crazy stories about like Dez Bryant being asked in an interview process if his mom was a prostitute. I mean, I'm not saying you anything like that crazy, but I mean, between all the physical testing and the mental challenging and all this stuff, what's the one you look back on in the draft process that you go, wow, I can't even believe they even think of stuff like that?
Probably, like I said before, probably the dog, the cat situation, because like you said, like instantly you want to say dog because you're like, who wants to be a cat? I just want to be a dog. It's everybody's fat. But I started thinking, I was like, why not be a cat? Light on his feet, and if you die, you got like 8 more lives. Like, why wouldn't you want to be a cat?
And that was the Indianapolis Colts that asked you that? Was that in a face-to-face meeting or over the phone? Or
phone meeting.
And share with us a little bit, because you shared with us as we were getting ready for this interview. A lot of us are to a place that if we don't recognize a phone number on our mobile phones, we just don't even bother answering it. For the last 3 months, every area code under the sun, you've had to pick up and say, hey, this is Isaiah Mack. What can I do for you, right?
Oh, yeah, it's nerve-wracking, because you just look at it and be like, Cleveland, Ohio, or say L.A., or say Minnesota. So I'm in my mind going like, oh, hello? And they always say, is this Isaiah Mack? I was like, I hope it's me. But it's always good talks at the end of them.
Who all I've been a self-admitted last chance U junkie. And so Davern, you know, when he was the star at East Mississippi, as soon as he was hired here, when he was here, we had him on. I would imagine, did you hear from him? And who else have you been able to kind of keep a hotline with since the
– I always got to keep it with Coach Williams, call him Superstar because he's famous. Uh-huh. Coach Brown, because Coach Brown plays for the Titans. That's a crazy thing. I got coached by him for probably 3 years of my career. Katie, Corey hit me up early in the process talking to me. Just a bunch of the Tay keeps in touch. Just a bunch of the old mocks. The old mocks keeping in touch with me, trying to make sure I'm ready for my big time. Tay says all the time, oh, you famous. I'm like, well, I'm just trying to be like you, Tay.
All right, you said May 9th is when you got a report. What are you focused on between now and then to give yourself every opportunity to make it?
Last thing I said, I tried my conditioning test today, because that's one of the things that they would ask you, is you in shape, all this? And I was like, am I really in shape? You only one way to find out. And I tried to do my conditioning test this morning. Oof.
You got some work to do.
I passed all three of mine. I didn't exceed it, but I passed them. So that's the only thing that matters. But I can understand it's hard. As I'm running, I was thinking, like, gosh, with each run, you're just like, bro, I wish this was over. So, hey, but you got to pass it to play, so I'm going to pass it.
What did you, when you backtrack, when you stay away from conditioning, I mean, when you take time off, what's your guilty pleasure? What do you chow down on?
That's a hard one, because there's so much good food. Probably ice cream. I love ice cream. And chat is the worst place, because you got that no bake, you got... Clumpies, like, it's like every time you look, there's an ice cream shop And you know people that work in there, so you're going to have to stop by.
You got a potential endorsement opportunity on our hands here.
Hey, free ice cream, I will gladly do it.
That's right, Isaiah Scoops Mac, future NFL Titan.
All right, you are a free agent. You are not a first or second round pick. You are going to go to Nashville kind of as a underdog. How do you kind of do you have any chip on the shoulder heading there knowing that you were not picked in the seven rounds?
Oh, yeah. I feel like even if you're a first round, you got to come up with a chip because especially for me, I'm coming into the ball. Like I'm coming there to make a difference. I'm coming to win a Super Bowl. I'm coming to make them as better of a team as I can. So I kind of like the part of being overlooked by the Titans a little bit, but at the same time, I know I got Chattanooga with me. I got North Georgia all about 3 hours away. So when I need my pat on the back, I know they're here to pat me on the back.
I know we had you on via the phone after you played South Carolina and before you went to the All-Star game. What kind of experience down the stretch do you feel? I mean, you mentioned going up against Corey. I mean, that alone is good experience. What was it, the South Carolina? I remember talking to Will Muschamp a couple of days before you played, and he says that's the first thing he noticed on film was you. What do you think was the most beneficial for you and kind of gave you the most confidence? Was it your play against South Carolina, your play down in Miami?
I feel like it's probably the play in at the All-Star game because at that point there's I think like 200 players picked, so it's the best. Like they pick 200 players out of everybody who plays college football, so there's none of that FBS, FCS when you get to All-Star game. Y'all all got there, so it was good, and I honestly think I did pretty good. Made some friends, but at the same time, I took care of business. So that's all that matters. And then now it's just continuing my success.
And you told us then, and I forget, you had a unique favorite team growing up, right? Or who'd you like growing up?
I was a Patriots fan.
Okay.
You can't hate it. You can't. I don't care nobody to say you can't hate on Tom Brady. Facts is facts. He win. Simple as that.
Now you got to do something about it.
Exactly. I said, God,
AFC
bro.
Title game.
I told him, I was like, hopefully Tom Brady might be a little bit old. Knees start hurting a little bit by the time we got to play him.
All right. Well, listen, Isaiah, congratulations on everything you've accomplished. We want to stay in touch. Hopefully everything goes really, really well right around the corner, May 9th, when you get going. But you got a lot of folks that listen to us here on ESPN that will be following you and wishing you the best.
I appreciate it, guys. Enjoyed my time.
All right. Former UTC defensive lineman Isaiah Mack, the SoCon Defensive Player of the Year, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. When we come back, we'll introduce the Papa John's poll question, which just might have something to do with the Titans. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.